Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Solve presents The Happy Girl, Part 2.
Hello. Come on in.
This is it. Last session.
It is indeed. Last mandatory session. I'm on the record as saying that I think your therapy should continue. So, how's the case going?
It's taking some turns, that's for sure. What I'm trying to figure out now is...
I'm sorry, Michael. What's that on your shirt?
Where?
Your right sleeve.
Oh, nothing.
It looked like blood.
Yeah, I nicked myself shaving earlier.
Your knuckles are bloody as well.
It's not that big a deal.
You hit someone?
It's not what you think. Seriously, we don't have to get into this.
This is exactly the kind of thing we have to get into. Now tell me. What happened?
All right. I guess it all started 4 days ago.
So Kira was suicidal.
And hired someone to kill her. That's a new one.
Maybe she was afraid she wouldn't go through with it herself.
More importantly, who replied to the ad?
These Craigslist email chains are anonymous. He didn't give her any contact info?
Maybe he did, but she deleted it. I mean, we only have this much because she left it in her drafts folder.
We can subpoena Craigslist for the full thread and the email address on the other side of this.
Good. Until then, her phone. Any calls or texts from someone we don't know? It started about 2 months ago.
Let's see. She does have some phone calls with someone named Garrett. Looks like the first call was on January 20th.
Same day as those emails.
Shit! No, we were supposed to go in from the left side. The left! Come on! No, no. Kick him! Kick him! Boot him! Oh, shit!
Garrett.
Come on!
Hey, Garrett!
Can you turn the game off, please?
Oh.
Sorry to sneak up on you down here. Your mom let us in.
Who are you guys?
Homicide detectives. We're investigating the death of Kira Matthews.
Who's that?
You know who she is, don't you? Your number's all over her phone.
Kira! Yeah, see... I do internet tech support for Prism.
Kira had so many problems with her connection that I just... I ended up giving her my direct line. Oh, my God. She's dead?
She had received calls from you, too. Is that typical? Calling customers?
Sometimes we get disconnected. The signal is really crappy down here, so I'll have to call them back.
So, now, just to be clear, you didn't know her personally?
No. Didn't know her at all.
Oh. Okay, well, thanks for clearing that up, Garrett. And we are very sorry to interrupt your game.
So, he's lying.
Oh, yeah. Craigslist should get back to us soon to confirm Garrett's on the other end of those emails.
And in the meanwhile?
Well, location data on her phone. Not just towers. Find out if her phone joined any Wi-Fi networks the night she was killed. Way more accurate.
Okay, on it. And...
And?
Well, in the interest of productive use of time, I was thinking we ask Tom to come in.
Our new prime suspect is down in that basement. I can feel it in my bones.
I share that feeling. I do. But I don't want to solve this case based on feelings. Look, I know you said he's not a suspect, so let's just clear him and be done with it. Maybe he can at least shed some light on any mental health issues Kira might have had.
I'll just have a seat over there, Tom.
So is there any news?
Well, we found something. And we should warn you, it's disturbing.
What is it?
Before Kira died, she placed a personal ad online. She wanted to hire someone to kill her.
Why the hell would she do that?
Seems to be in an assisted suicide situation.
Oh, my God.
Did Kira have a history of depression?
I don't think so. But we didn't really talk about that kind of stuff. It wasn't really our relationship.
Yeah. Tom, where were you on the night of the 23rd?
Are you fucking serious?
We ask everybody this.
You really think I could kill my own daughter?
I've got to cover all my bases, that's all.
I was at home.
The whole night?
Yes.
So nobody else can corroborate this?
No. I was by myself the whole time.
I'm sorry to interrupt, detectives. You said to let you know as soon as it came in.
Can you excuse us, Tom? Thanks.
That the email address of who replied to Kira's ad?
Yep.
Well?
This is why you always go with your gut, Watkins. Start talking.
Okay. I replied to the ad, but I was never going to go through with it.
You reply to an ad where someone says they'll give you $1,000 to kill them, and your plan was what?
I wanted to help her, and I did. I talked her out of it.
How'd you manage that?
We started talking, and we had a lot in common. We became friends.
What kind of stuff does an 18-year-old girl have in common with a man in his 30s?
We were both gamers, both really into true crime.
True crime? Like podcasts?
Oh, yeah, podcasts, documentaries, you name it. Kira was obsessed with that stuff. That's why...
Why what, Garrett?
That's why she wanted to stage her own death. You guys know all those shows about girls who were mysteriously murdered? Well, that's what Kira wanted, a Netflix special all about her.
Why would she want that?
When I first started talking to Kira, she was really sad, you know, really low self-worth. I guess she just wanted to be remembered.
So you respond to the ad, and instead of going through with it, you swoop in like a white knight and save her. Is that your story?
I know it sounds crazy, but it's the truth.
No. It sounds like you really cared for her, maybe even more than her boyfriend did.
Look, I know what you're getting at, and I already have a girlfriend.
Let's just cut the bullshit, huh?
Flaherty.
Kira paid you $1,000, gave you her boyfriend's gun, and you shot her in the back of the head. Admit it!
Okay.
Can you excuse us, Garrett?
If you're going to cut me off every time I get hot in there, I've got news for you. We won't get a confession.
He wasn't going to confess. Look, let's keep this simple. If you think he's our guy, charge him. If not, we've got to cut him loose like Jason.
What do you think?
I think I'd like to poke holes in his story first. The DA might want to put him at the crime scene.
Well, what did Garrett's mother say?
She says she heard him playing video games all night. She has insomnia, so she's sure of it.
He could have just left the game on, slipped out of the house. The money, the $1,000, that's what we need.
Until then, we'll tell him not to leave town. We'll pick him back up when we have more facts. Will this help?
No. Okay, let him go. But if I'm right, we'll be dragging him out of his mom's basement in a couple of days.
Hey, you know, we never got to finish that interview with Tom.
Again with this? When we have our prime suspect in our sights?
Tying off all our loose ends will make the case against Garrett even stronger.
Tom volunteered that he was a shit dad, and he showed remorse for it. I heard nothing suspicious.
You also said he's an alcoholic.
And your point?
Alcoholics are liars.
You know, I don't want to go digging into your personal history here, but if I had to guess, I'd say you're doing some projecting.
And I'd say you have a blind spot for your friend.
Detectives, we have a problem out front.
Hey, wake it up!
Jason, get off him!
What the hell? What did I do to you?
What'd you do? What'd you do? You killed Kira!
Hey, that's enough!
How'd you know he was here?
My buddy Pete lives across the street from him. He says he saw you guys hauling this tub of shit out of his house. He killed her, right?
No, I didn't!
You know, I knew she was cheating on me. I just didn't think it was with some loser like this.
Take a walk, Jason. Now! Garrett, get inside. We'll have someone drive you home.
The location data from Kira's cell phone just came in. You're right. Her phone did join a Wi-Fi network that night.
Well, which one of those two do I have to grab?
Neither.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay. So you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials... cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's that with the hard eye emojis on your caller ID, Abby? Boyfriend?
Sorry, I'll silence it. Detective Flaherty's very nosy.
Oh, I'm not nosy. I'm curious. I like to know things. How do plate tectonics work? Why is the sky blue? And why did you lie to us about seeing Kira the night she was murdered?
I didn't want to get in trouble.
Why would you get in trouble?
Because I was the one who gave her the drugs that night.
Okay, Abby. Tell us what really happened that night.
Let's start with where you got the drugs.
Just some dealer. I don't know his name.
Was it Garrett?
I don't know.
You don't know, or you don't know who that is?
Both, I guess.
So Kira comes over, you do some Molly, then what?
We were supposed to go to a party, but I caught a bad buzz and wanted to stay in, so she left on her own. I don't know where she went.
The other day you said you wouldn't describe Kira as a happy girl. What did you mean by that?
It just meant Kira had a dark side.
We heard she was a true crime addict.
Yeah, we both were. We used to joke we can't remember the name of someone we just met, but can rhyme off all of Gacy's victims.
I never got that. What is it with young girls being so into murder these days?
I don't know. Just something fascinating about these stories. We were even going to start a podcast. We were going to be just like Sarah Koenig and Julie Snyder on Serial.
And in all of this talk about death, did Kira ever talk about her own?
You're asking if she was suicidal? I don't know, but she could get sad sometimes. Look, her whole life, people have been screwing her over.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Watkins, why don't you go grab the printouts of that ad Kira posted?
Sure. Be right back.
You know, Abby, I'm getting really sick and tired of people lying to me.
I'm not lying.
That's what you said last time. So what aren't you telling us this time?
Nothing. I'm...
See? See, that's what I hate. I tell someone not to lie, and they keep doing it anyway. Now, what I want to know is why. Why? Who are you protecting? Is it Garrett?
I told you I don't know who that is.
Someone else? Yourself, maybe.
What? I didn't kill Kira.
Your best friend is dead, and you're only telling us facts that are convenient for you. How do I know that you didn't kill her?
I didn't.
Clarity! What is going on here?
Go on, get out of here.
What can I get for you?
Scotch. Neat. Hey, Tom. Thought I'd find you here.
Yeah, well, old comforts. You here to cast judgment?
No. No, I'd say now is the time for old comforts. You can get on the wagon later. Here. To Kira.
You gotta find my daughter's killer or not, Mike.
No, we're trying. We've had some leads, they keep turning up to be dead ends.
She was suicidal? My little girl?
Yeah.
Because of me?
Well, we don't know. We don't have the full picture yet.
If I wasn't there for her then, I'm gonna be there for her now. I'll find the son of a bitch who did this, and I'll kill him myself.
Hey, watch it, man. You sprayed all over me.
You watch it, asshole.
What did you say to me?
Hey, we're fine here. Sorry for my friend. He's a little spilly. He's going through a lot.
Yeah, so give me some space.
Well, hey.
Well, what's going on here?
These two little bitches are...
Wait, we're bitches? You're the one complaining that you got a little bit of beer spilled on your dress there, Nancy.
Why don't you say that again and see what happens to you?
Hey, be careful. This guy's a cop.
Is that right?
Come on, don't listen to him. He's drunk.
Hey, knock it off!
You're both banned! I really liked that bar. Why'd you have to go and cause shit, Mikey?
Ow. I was trying to stick up for you, you idiot.
Right. Yeah. Thanks, Mikey. You're a good friend.
I crashed at Tom's and came right here, so I didn't have a chance to change my shirt.
And were you just sticking up for your friend? Or did you feel like you wanted to punch someone?
Maybe a bit of both. It did feel like a release.
How do you think the police board will feel about it?
You're not going to report this.
I have to report this. You're in court-mandated anger management therapy because you beat up the prime suspect in your last murder trial.
He'd already confessed.
That didn't stop the defense from getting him off, did it? Behavior like this is exactly what I'm supposed to flag.
But it didn't have anything to do with the case.
Not this time.
Suzanne, listen to me. I need to be the one who catches Kira's killer. Please. I have to finish this.
Technically, I have 24 hours to report this.
Thank you.
24 hours. That's it. And I want you back in here next week.
You got it. Thanks again.
Hey. Rough night?
Didn't sleep much. It gets that way sometimes on a case.
Flaherty.
Superintendent?
The Goodwin girl is here at the front desk. Said she left her phone in the interrogation room.
Oh. Right. Yeah, thanks.
I'll go get it.
I'll come with. I should apologize for chasing her out like that. Yeah, phone's still here. It's Mr. Heart Eye Emoji. Maybe I should pick up, see what he knows.
Flaherty, don't.
Finally, you pick up. I must have called you 100 times.
Who is this?
Who's this?
Tom?
Detective Michael Flaherty was played by Michael Trainer. Detective Lisa Watkins by Dalal Batter. Tom Matthews by Jason Huber. Kira Matthews by Gina Vittori. Abby Goodwin by Lexi DiBenedetto. Gert Craig by Scott Cooper Ryan. Jason Kemp by Eric Lopez. Suzanne by Aaron Coker. Superintendent Brian Locke by Darren Cooper. This episode of Solve was written and directed by Corey Surge. Executive produced by Corey Surge. Executive produced by Walt Palmer and Sterling Burnett. Casting by Daisy Laura. Audio production and post-production by Salt Audio. Production manager Liz LeMay. Recording engineer Zach Jurich, Hope Brush, and John Schmidt. Original music and score by Nathan Turchon. Edited and mixed by Zach Jurich. Assistant editor, Shaihang Zhu. Sound design by Eric Rachelson. Script supervisor, Marilyn Miller.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.